is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Amazon has agreed to pay billions of dollars over charges it duped its customers. Business reporter Jason Brooks has more.
Amazon is paying $2.5 billion to settle allegations from the Federal Trade Commission that the e-commerce giant deceived users into paying for Prime memberships. The FTC filed that lawsuit in 2023, alleging that Amazon misled tens of millions of customers into joining Prime, and that made it difficult for those users to cancel their subscriptions.
The FTC chairman said today we're putting billions of dollars back into Americans' pockets. President Trump is expected to sign an executive order this afternoon on facilitating the sale of TikTok to a group of American investors. CBS's Natalie Brand has that.
Congress members who have raised for years concerns, national security concerns around TikTok, this popular app, will be scrutinizing the details of this deal.
FBI Director Kash Patel says the alleged gunman in yesterday's attack on an ICE facility in Dallas engaged in a high degree of pre-attack planning. CBS's Omar Villafranca with more on what Patel has posted on social media.
The suspect downloaded documents for DHS facilities in the Dallas County area. Also said he conducted multiple searches of ballistics and the Charlie Kirk shot video. Also mentioned that he was looking at apps that track ICE movements. As you know, ICE operations have been going on across the country, not just here in Texas. He also mentioned that one of the handwritten notes recovered read, and I'm quoting here, hopefully this will give ICE agents real terror to think, is there a sniper with AP rounds on that roof? If people aren't familiar with AP rounds, that stands for armor-piercing rounds.
Just back from the UN in New York, President Trump is indicating there could be progress very soon on ending the war in Gaza.
We met with the leaders of that part of the world, and they want to see if they can get something done. And I'm going to have to tell Israel, let's go. We want to get the hostages back. Everybody wants to see that war over with, by the way. Everybody.
Michael Wallace reports a review of Los Angeles County's response to the fires in January found a series of problems.
The report by a consulting firm says a lack of resources and an outdated emergency alert process led to delays in evacuation orders, especially in the Eaton fire, which broke out at night after strong winds had already knocked out power. It cites outdated policies, inconsistent practices, and communications vulnerabilities.
And critical staffing shortages at the Sheriff's Department and Office of Emergency Management. On Wall Street, again today, stocks are lower. The Dow Jones Industrials off by 300 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A morning security concern at Indian Trail High School in Kenosha turned out to be brief and harmless. The district says a student not enrolled at the school walked in but left right away when staff approached him. No one was hurt and police stressed that there was no danger to students. That rogue student was quickly taken into custody. Families may have seen more officers near the school earlier today. Planned Parenthood is pausing abortions in Wisconsin starting next week. The change comes after a federal appeals court allowed part of the new budget law to take effect on October 1st. That law blocks Medicaid payments to any clinic that provides abortions. Planned Parenthood says they serve about 50,000 patients a year and most use Medicaid. The group says they're working to see as many patients as possible before the change and that they hope to resume services once they figure out how to move forward. A Racine garbage crew likely saved a lot of taxpayer money when they noticed smoke coming from a truck this week. They dumped their garbage load before a full fire started, and the city says a lithium-ion battery was tossed in the trash, leading to an almost disaster. Officials remind people to never throw batteries in regular trash or recycling bins because they can cause dangerous fires and endanger workers. A Racine school board member wants to ban cell phones during school hours. Currently, phones are restricted during class but allowed with exceptions. Go deeper on that story online today. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. Tonight, Racine's 9th District residents can meet at a church on Ohio Street to discuss local issues. The alder for the area, Grace Allen, and the Neighborhood Watch are hosting a meeting at 6 at the Lutheran Church of the Resurrection. Topics include parking, safety, and whatever the community wants to talk about. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers are back in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers back to begin their final home series of the regular season against the Reds tomorrow night. The crew with a 3-1 win in San Diego, thanks to an RBI by Bryce Terang and solo home run shot in the ninth by catcher Danny Jansen, originally from Appleton, Wisconsin.
Just feeling more confident at the dish. Got to be on time with a fastball and got a slider kind of inner half maybe. Yeah, just put a good swing on it.
College football, the Badgers have a bye week. Up next, they'll face number 19th ranked Michigan in Ann Arbor. Urban Meyer saying on a podcast, Wisconsin could not afford to fire head coach Luke Fickell after his contract extension. The Packers play the Cowboys on Sunday night. Micah Parsons asked, how does he think he'll be greeted by the fans in Dallas?
You know, I think Dallas loves me. You know, I think they're going to give me a good round of applause, and there's no hard feelings there, at least for me, and I think it's going to be a great atmosphere. Best football you're going to get in Dallas when it's Sunday night against, you know, a rivalry opponent.
That's Micah Parsons with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
WRJN weather. Tons of sunshine on tap, not only for today, tomorrow, for the entire weekend, but also into next week. And unseasonably warm. Highs today reach 70, tomorrow the mid-70s, and for the weekend, flirting with 80. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Rose and Timeless Hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Thanks for tuning in this afternoon. We've got a great show for you. We're going to have more keywords in our Text to Win multi-state contest. We'll talk about that coming up in a little bit. We're going to talk quilting later. And, of course, in the 5 o'clock hour, another 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Today, we're going to feature the class of 1972. It's all coming up on today's show on WRJN.
Think of your fellow man. Lend him a helping hand. Put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate.
Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Fun, now the daddy took the T-Bird away. Fun, now the daddy took the T-Bird away. Fun, now the daddy took the T-Bird away. Fun, now the daddy took the T-Bird away.
live and kicking and tighter, tighter on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. All right. Do you already know that this week and next week, we've got our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win statewide contest going on. This is your chance to win daily cash prizes, daily jewelry prizes, and go for that grand prize of club seats when Green Bay takes on Minnesota in November. But you do need the Civic Media app in order to play. You need to download that if you haven't already done so. You can do it at civicmedia.us. You can do it wherever you get your apps, at the Google Play Store or the App Store. And then you just listen for the keywords. Next one in the 3 o'clock hour, you text those keywords back to us using that Civic Media app, and that's how you get your chance to win. All right. The Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest is brought to you by Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and by Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
Your crew's got to power through the postseason. Fuel up right now at Studebaker's Fuel and Food. From your favorite energy drinks, sodas, and adult beverages to a massive lineup of snacks, Studebaker's has everything you need to crush those game day cravings. Need it in a flash? Hit the lightning fast drive-thru and stock up without ever leaving your car. Studebaker's Fuel and Food, the all-stars of selection, service, and convenience. Find them at the corner of 31 and Spring in Racine.
Cool down and perk up at Main Street Bakery, where iced coffee dreams come true. Craving a refreshing boost? They have the bold cold brews and creamy caramel lattes to match your mood. Start your morning strong or treat yourself to a midday pause. Anytime is the right time. Pair your drink with a light, summery sweet treat to turn any break into a mini celebration. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WRJN.com/contest-terms.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our Goal for the Green and Gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
Chain, yeah, that's the sound of the
chain. Yeah, all day long they're saying,
don't you know?
That's the sound of the men working on the chain. The men working on the chain, gang. All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down. Working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away. Then you hear somebody say, chain, gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain, gang. Can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here. That's the sound of the men working on the chain. So hard, give me water, I'm thirsty, my work is so hard.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN, and now a song that Neil Diamond wrote after attending a revival show in Jackson, Mississippi. I love this song from 1969. It's Brother Love's Traveling Salvation Show on WRJN.
Hot August night and the leaves hanging down and the grass on the ground smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent where there ain't no trees, and that gospel still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on him. Starting soft and slow.
Take my hand in yours, walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
Love, 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 love
Hop up. Get it. Looking mighty now, here she comes. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got braids, that's the only thing I know and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's a devil with a blue dress on. No, help her say. Chanel number 5. Got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. Got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real pumpkin and I like to my back. Devil with a blue red, blue red.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's big news for local news. WRJN and the Racine County Eye have partnered to create the largest news team in the county. So you can get quick updates on air and full reports online at RacineCountyEye.com. All right, let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A morning security concern at Indian Trail High School in Kenosha turned out to be brief and harmless. The district says a student not enrolled at the school walked in but left right away when staff approached him. No one was hurt and police stressed that there was no danger to students. That rogue student was quickly taken into custody. Families may have seen more officers near the school earlier today. A Racine garbage crew likely saved a lot of taxpayer money when they noticed smoke coming from a truck this week. They dumped their garbage load before a full fire started, and the city says a lithium-ion battery was tossed in the trash, leading to an almost disaster. Officials remind people to never throw batteries in regular trash or recycling bins because they can cause dangerous fires and endanger workers. The Village of Mount Pleasant this weekend is hosting an event where you can get rid of batteries and old electronics. Nearly a quarter of all 911 calls are for people falling. Joanne Krulatz has more.
A dramatic increase in fall-related emergency medical incidents in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services reports emergency medical services responded to 140,000 falls last year, an increase of nearly 10,000 fall-related calls from 2023. Falls accounted for 21% of all 911-related ambulance runs in 2024. The Wisconsin Institute for Healthy Aging provides tools and information to understand fall risk and take steps to stay independent and safe at home and in the community. Check it out at fallsfreewi.org.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Water's incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
Of sunshine on tap, not only for today, tomorrow, for the entire weekend, but also into next week. And unseasonably warm. Highs today reach 70, tomorrow, the mid-70s, and for the weekend, flirting with 80. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Timeless Hands, WRJN. All right, let's do a little experiment here. I want you to think for a second about all the different foods you have eaten already today. Now, when you think about those foods, think about where that food came from. Do you know? A survey has found that many of us have no idea where our food comes from. In fact, 2% of us think bacon comes from a cow, 10% of us think tofu is a type of mushroom, 20% mistakenly think veal comes from a deer rather than a calf. So where does that food come from?
Street. merry inside. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN, where Terry Havel takes you on a journey through rock history with Rock and Roll Never Forgets. It's Saturdays 10 till 2 on WRJN. 4 hours of stories, stars, and timeless tracks, including a few you haven't heard in years. Listen to Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Saturdays at 10 on WRJN. News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Where do you like to see fall colors? We want to know. So go to our website at WRJN.com and answer our weekly poll question. You're the judge. The question is, where is your favorite place to see fall colors? Go check that out at WRJN.com. You're the Judge is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644.
Tired of that golf channel day and night? Maybe it's time to get out there. Coldwater Canyon Golf Course at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. A traditional front nine and a link-style back nine. Perfect for a family outing or a stay-and-play package. And Chula has new thrills like the futuristic Rainbow Rapids Water Park Edition and dual zipline racing. Plus Wisconsin's number one rated steakhouse. All on site. Check it all out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crust-worthy. The new garlic five cheese crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough made with six simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding five bold, melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one is for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud, it's rich, it's straight-up delicious. Order the new garlic five cheese crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Turn things all the way up and find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy.
Looking to give back to your community? Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Ways Month by getting involved. Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
WRJN. Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Thank you.
98 years, WRJN has brought you local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Then, I'm going to have another keyword for you in our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest. Be listening for the keyword and be ready to text it back to me before 4 o'clock. It's all coming up on WRJN.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone.
Be brighter.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Authorities say the gunman who opened fire on the ICE facility in Dallas yesterday left behind a note.
The sniper explicitly states, yes, it was just me.
Acting U.S. Attorney Nancy Larson.
In crude words, he expressed his hatred for the federal government.
CBS's Omar Villafranca reports there are still many unanswered questions.
But the question is why? What led to this shooting to come up here in Dallas right off I-35 and shoot into a van?
A detainee in that van was killed. Two others were wounded. No ICE agents were injured. President Trump today insisted the Democrats will be to blame for a government shutdown next week. And Ed O'Keefe reports the White House Budget Office has upped the consequences.
What they're now instructing the agencies to do is look at all those non-essential personnel and say, who of those could you lay off permanently? No president's done it like that before, so this is an escalation, at least, of the political battle. There are big questions about the legality of what the president's doing, since it is Congress that authorized authorizes all of those non-essential programs.
In the past, non-essential federal workers were furloughed during shutdowns, but then returned to their jobs afterwards. CBS News has learned federal prosecutors are close to making a decision on whether to seek an indictment against former FBI Director James Comey. Stacey Lynn reports.
Comey's a bad person.
President Trump has long clashed with the former FBI director, who he fired during his first term.
He did terrible things at the FBI.
He's been urging federal prosecutors to charge Comey with lying to Congress.
I stand by what the testimony.
And with the statute of limitations running out on Tuesday, it appears the DOJ is preparing to ask a grand jury to indict him. Mr. Trump says he's not sure what's going to happen, but
they're going to make a determination.